This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, major financial firms use ESG factors in their investment decisions, and the Biden administration has promoted ESG investment rules. According to major media reports, attempts to remove these requirements have failed, but the latest legislative scorecard shows that the anti-ESG movement is succeeding. ESG stands for Environmental, Social, and Corporate Governance Factors, which have been used to push a left-wing agenda without asking Congress to implement what some have called a woke ideological agenda. 2 years ago, the Texas legislature passed a law that bars the state from doing business with financial companies that favor renewable energy firms over fossil fuels based on environmental reasons rather than financial reasons. Legislatures in other states have followed suit. More than two dozen states introduced anti-ESG bills. So far, 11 states have passed laws and implemented regulations. The CEO of the State Financial Officers Foundation observed, "We've come in the last year and a half from nothing to having a quarter of the states passing stuff and half the states engaging." You wouldn't know this by reading articles in the mainstream press. The Washington Post article reported that the conservative battle against woke banks is backfiring. An article in another publication said the anti-ESG movement is full of hype, but has few big wins in state houses. Now that Governor Ron DeSantis is running for the presidency, his Florida anti-ESG bill is probably getting more attention. It prohibits the use of ESG criteria in investment decisions, government contracts, and local bonds. All of this suggests that the issue of ESG will become an important issue in the 2024 elections, both at the national level and at the state level. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Racism, go to viewpoints.info/racism. That's viewpoints.info/racism.